Scott Tolzien moves on in free agency, are you comfortable with Brett Hundley being Aaron's backup next year?
Well, first off, I mean, Scott Tolzien did a great job for us. I can't tell you, how much, he was part of our, not only our quarterback room, but our locker room. So, and his work ethic is exceptional. But as far as Brett Hundley, yes, I'm excited about Brett. I think if you just go back and watch him play in the preseason, it speaks volumes. He did a heck of a job. He's really come on fast. He's doing what you're supposed to do. He's taking every note from Aaron Scott and has really dove into the offense. So, very bright young man, very athletic. Boy, I'm glad we have him.
Did it surprise you how quickly Brett came on during preseason last year? Kind of seemed like it really flipped quickly for him.
Definitely. I think he the first game was probably normal for a rookie quarterback, and he just got comfortable and was out there making plays. I thought he was very systematic and as far as staying in, clean plays is when he was given a run pass option. So Brett Hundley has a very bright future.
Coach, the development of Richard Rodgers, what's your evaluation of it?
Richard Rodgers, obviously you always look for jumps from year one to two. And, I thought Richard did a lot of good things. I think he'll learn a lot from this, particularly this past year. And frankly, we learn more about all of our players as we grind through the scheme evaluation. We've actually, as an offensive staff, just completed the run game on Monday. So, and with that, you take away things that, A, we can maybe teach better, look at how we're training some things, and Richard and a number of our younger players, I feel confident will benefit from that.
Is he going to be an all-out battle between, Aguilaris and Janis and Montgomery for that third wide receiver spot this season?
Well, I think if you look at the history of how we put together our roster. There's no set, five, six, seven receivers as far as, who makes your team. And I think just the last game, particularly the playoff games that we played, I think is a great illustration how you have to have as many good young players as you possibly can, because if you look at, playoff football, there's a lot of young players playing in those games, and a lot of young players playing at the end of the season. So, as far as the competition as we sit today, it's wide open. All those guys have done some good things. They've done things they can learn from. They're all comfortable in the offense. They have a relationship with the quarterback, and it'll be important for them to build, relationship with Brett when we get going here in April. We're playing an extra game, the Hall of Fame game, so we'll have a lot of reps for our young guys.
Speaking of young guys, how excited are you about the young guys in your secondary,
Ha-Ha? I think Ha-Ha, each year you kind of want to single out a player that's made a huge jump in his second year, and he's definitely the one this year. Our second-year player, the group could you go through it, and you evaluate that every year. So Ha-Ha, I thought had a tremendous year. Morgan Burnett is really, one of our stronger leaders on our football team, let alone defense. And what can I say about our rookies? Our rookies stepped in there and played well and really were competing for starting jobs as we were coming down the line there, the final stretch and into the playoffs. And I'm talking, I'm not talking about just in the sub packages, but in the base packages. So, Sam had a very good year, missed some games, but that young group of secondaries definitely has a bright future.
Michael, having a fifth preseason game, the Hall of Fame game, change anything for you in terms of how you approach the offseason going into August?
Oh, absolutely. This is my first time through it. I've never have coached in the game, not as an assistant, so I have actually spent quite a bit of time looking at the schedule, getting feedback from people that have been in the game. Transportation all the way through. So it'll definitely change. I mean, it definitely changes your training camp. It'll definitely change the stress points. I think training camp, the more and more you get into it, as far as scheduling and how you train your team, the stress points of each training camp are important to be in line with, anticipating them, but also you got to be able to react to them too. So you got to factor that all in. I really look at it, two ways. It's a great honor for Brett Favre, and it'll be a great day for the Green Bay Packers. But with that, our younger football players will benefit from the extra time.
Mike, I've never seen a team with so many players line up as interior defensive linemen and also out on the edge in a two-point stance. What kind of challenges does that present for Peppers, Neal, Jones?
Well, I mean, defensively, particularly in the sub packages when you get into situational football, everybody in this game is trying to create matchups. So, that's really, at the end of it, is what it's all about. So, given the opponent diversity, different things to look for, they're watching how you rush. We're watching how they pass protect. So, that's just all part of the game planning and how you want to approach it.
Mike, when will you know that Jordy is back to the Jordy before the injury, or maybe you know that already?
Well, every day, Jordy's in there every day. Brickwood's in there every day. Tom Montgomery's in there every day. LaTroy, Mike Daniels. There's a group that you literally see every day. So Jordy looks great. So obviously the timing of his injury, the surgery was a success. So I think, where he is in his career, I'm not really worried about him getting back to as far as where he was, just, pure, his skill set and, his gross motor skill set, because I think we have plenty of time for that. So he's way ahead of schedule. So I'm more in tune. It's a conversation, Frank, I've already had with Jordy Nelson with this fifth preseason game, how we play him in a preseason. So I think that's a conversation that you have with each and every veteran player that's coming back from a major injury, because there's definitely a threshold and a transition that those guys have to go through. So I think in the OTAs he'll work there some, but I don't see him, by the time training camp comes around, having any limitations.
Mike, when you look at the NFC North, obviously Minnesota and your team are up there at the top, and you have two teams in the Lions and the Bears who are kind of building and seem to be trending upward at least. How do you see the division playing out over the next several years when you have so much parity going on?
Several years? I'm more focused on next year. We'll spend a week on each one of our division opponents, and I think, each and every year, the division gets tougher, and I think this year will be probably the toughest year. You have coaches at every division team that have their program in place. So, and with that you have the continuity and the new challenges that they will present to us. So, and we will present to them. So I think our division is as tough as ever, and I think the years, particularly this year, could be our toughest.
With the Vikings, they popped up in 2009, they popped up in 2012. What was different about that 2015 group, and do you think they have more staying
power? Well, good football team, well coached. Mike Zimmer, North Turner, the whole group, you could definitely see the improvement from year one to year two. So, to compare those two teams, I think they're totally different teams. Number one, philosophically, where the starting point is. I think they're definitely a team that has a lot of good young players that are going to be better next year.
You talked about some of the young players that you were excited about having made improvements over the first and second years. Can you talk a little bit about the inconsistency of Devontae Adams, Randy Lacy, also young players?
Young players, definitely hit roadblocks. So, and with that, as you sit here in February, you talk about it, that you're glad that they happen, because they're experiences you learn from, you grow from. So, Eddie's particular situation, he'll be better from that. So, and no different than Devontae. Devontae ran into the injury challenge, which every player in this league goes through, and he'll be better for that as he deals with that. As his career moves on. It's a part of the game. It's a part of the game. Knowing, you don't like it. But it's something that, players put a lot of time into the off season. And I have great confidence both Eddie and Devontae that they'll come back ripping and rearing, ready to go. They've been productive players for us, in their young careers. And I think they have great days ahead of them.
Coach, you've got those young wide receivers, but you seemingly put Ty Montgomery on the fast track a little bit last year. Maybe that was out of necessity, but what can his role be in year number two, and how impressed and how did he do adjusting to your offense in his first year?
I mean, Ty Montgomery is an exceptional athlete. I think that's very evident the first time. You know, he takes the field. He took, you know, as far as with the rookies, and then even so with the veterans. So, but the other part of it is, you know, he's a very bright young man. Football comes very natural to him. His ability to move in and out of multiple positions at such a, you know, young age, very impressive. But it's important for him to get back and master the receiver position. So that, I mean, that's his primary focus, and anything from that, whether it's the return game, is, you know, so forth, he'll compete and do a nice job. He'll be better from it. I tell you, I give him a lot of credit. You know, obviously he had a significant injury, required surgery, and the young man did everything you possibly could to get back on the field. So he tried everything. Surgery is the last resort, but I think it was a good 6 to 8 week period that he tried numerous times to get back on the field. So very, very impressed with him as a young man. And it'll be great to have him from, you know, once he gets back. And I don't know if he'll be ready till training camp, though.
Jordy Nelson gets back, and hopefully he's back to being Jordy Nelson. Do you expect to see the Randall Cobb in 2014 as opposed to 2015? And how closely was that tied together, Cobb's ability to produce at the same level as post?
Well, I think, just like anything in life, it's about opportunities. It's about the opportunities presented to you. And frankly, if you look at the offense last year and Randall's production the year before, you know, obviously his opportunities came from different positions, you know, different situations, different combinations of players. So Randall will be a better player because of what he was asked to do this past year. But there's definitely a lot of things that we've done with Randall in prior years that we really didn't get to enough of those probably until the end of the year. So, Randall fought through a bunch of injuries early in the year, which definitely factored in his production. I think, and you know, I don't want to discredit anybody, but he fought through a lot of injuries. To play in some of the games that he played in was very impressive. I think it's, you know, some of these guys, and you want to call them old school or whatever, but to get back out on the field and continue to play through, you know, the multiple shoulder injuries, I think speaks volumes about him. Well, hey, Joe Philbin is an outstanding football coach and a dear friend. Obviously, I've talked with Joe a number of times since his situation in Miami. So, you know, but you know, the hiring process is what it is. You know, everybody's is different. Everybody goes about it a little differently. And as far as talking about who you talk to, when you talk to them, and all that, this is definitely not the time or place.
Like you mentioned at the end of the season, wanting to move Clay back outside. There's a lot of talk, obviously, here about adding an inside linebacker. Can you give us an update on Sam Barrington and, you know, his injury recovery and what role you think he could have on the team?
You know, Sam looks good. I think it's very important, particularly when injuries to Sam and Jordy, and two great examples of guys that stayed involved. They're in every team meeting, every individual meeting, you know, traveled with the team, stayed in it the whole time. So, and I think that really benefited Sam, not only from another year in the system of, you know, going through the adjustments that you make each and every year defensively, but he was totally on top of his rehab. So, looks good. Don't really have a timeline for him. But I don't think he'll have any limitations as we move forward. So I think Sam will be in great shape.
Will Aaron be ready to go for OTAs? Do you have any timeline on him?
I would think so. I mean, hell, the way he's hitting the golf ball, I think he'll be ready to go.
Coach, with all the guys made through the roster from drafting them, how much more emphasis is placed on a week like this? And do you like imprinting on these guys from day one when they get in the NFL to teach them the Packer way, the Mike McCarthy way, right off the bat, as opposed to bringing in big-name free agents?
Are you talking about doing it this week? I'm sure what you're...
So, first question is, how much more emphasis is placed on this week as your staff, because most of your guys on the roster are come through the draft process, and do you like coaching guys right out of college, teaching them the Mike McCarthy, the Packer way, as opposed to bringing in free agents, big names down the line?
Well, I mean, first off, I mean, our personnel department has an excellent process of player acquisition, and this is part of it. This is... you know, this is an important week for everybody, really, to get in front of these players and talk to them is probably the most important. But, you know, a scheduling standpoint, it's a little bit like Groundhog Day. You go through the system and so forth. But this, you know, the scouts have been through the whole board. They started, I want to say that Friday before the Super Bowl or Tuesday afterwards. So they've had a chance to go through the board one time. And, you know, this is important because it's part of it. It's not the most important, but it is part of it. And as far as the Packer way, you know, that starts in our rookie orientation. We have a distinct plan that we stay true to. It's about the program. It's about the culture that we have in place, and culture never stays the same. So anytime you're adding new people, whether it's rookies, free agents, or whatever, it's important for them to be acclimated.
Ben McAdoo told us yesterday he still hasn't decided what the play calling in the situation is. How important is that decision? Either way, make it no call.
I must be going down. I'm sorry, I didn't hear half your question.
Sorry. Ben McAdoo told us he hasn't decided he's going to call plays yet.
Okay.
How important is that decision? Make decide either way, no call.
I mean, play calling is an important decision, and, you know, I think Ben will definitely make the right decision. Knowing Ben, he probably don't want to tell you about it till the last second, and that's part of his nature. So him and I specifically haven't talked about it, but it's an important decision. The way you structure your staff, all those things are very important. So in regards to, you know, what we did last year and what we're going to do this year, I think it's important as a coach, particularly with your staff, with your program, to ask the question each and every year, how do you improve? You know, how can you become two or three plays better? So, and Ben will do a great job in New York.
Thank